Yes, it might be a quieter time with some people enjoying a summer holiday. It'll still affect thousands of people and thousands of journeys. And obviously, it's about the uncertainty because here we are predicting the strikes on Monday. There is a chance, obviously, if talks are successful, that the strikes will be called off. But passengers want to know early, before they get to work, before they sort of make plans for the week ahead, because it's obviously more than just one day and they need to plan ahead. Keep checking local news and to keep checking the train company website for information. That's the one thing that ourselves and lots of lobby groups want to see the train companies get better at is the information they give out. I'm sure many passengers already subscribe to various social media, Twitter and Facebook accounts the train companies have running. So that's where the information should be. And of course, it'll be good to see what information they have at train stations, because the difficulty in this is knowing exactly how many train services were going to be cancelled. There may be some sort of skeleton service run. At the moment, it's still up in the air, depends on whether the strikes actually go ahead or not. Sort of piling misery on misery, and for too long the problem has gone on. It needs sorting out. It needs the train company and the union to sit down and resolve this, because the loser in all this, of course, is the passenger, and it's a passenger that's paying a lot of money for that service. So get this sorted out and get the longer term problems sorted out about the punctuality and the reliability of the service on the network. And yes, this is all about some of these things about making improvements for the future. But if you're a passenger using the train today and that train's not there, or it's delayed, or it's indeed cancelled, it doesn't feel very good. And your passengers have spoken loudly and clearly. It's got the attention of the Minister and the Secretary of State for Transport. It's got the attention of the top people at the train company and the Department for Transport. These things have got to be sorted out. I'm sure there'll be sadly some pain along the way in getting that better service that everyone wants, but it needs sorting out sooner rather than later.